The Democrats are playing the war on terror like a political game, a dangerous game that endangers our troops, and it's a dangerous game that they've played before. For over 25 years, terrorist attacks have been increasing worldwide. During the Clinton administration, Americans were killed in our embassies, our warships, and on our own soil at the World Trade Center. We heard a lot of talk, but no action. Now the Democrats are accusing the president of using poor intelligence to do what they said needed to be done before he was president. During the Clinton administration, our intelligence network was decimated by political correctness. And now they're accusing our president of using poor intelligence. President Bush did what President Clinton and the Democrats said needed to be done in 1998. And that was to remove Saddam Hussein from power. But this is a Democratic pattern, to say something and then do nothing. They obstruct energy development in our country and then are quick to go down to the Senate floor to blame the president for energy prices. But the president and the Republican Congress passed an energy bill to move us towards energy independence. They obstruct stopping junk lawsuits and fraudulent bankruptcies, and then they complain about jobs moving overseas. But the president and the Republicans passed bankruptcy reform and liability reform in this country. And the list goes on and on. You can look at this list that we've brought today, and many of those were mentioned by Senator Lott. Things that have been done in spite of the Democrats obstructing, voting in bloc against it, we continue to move the agenda to secure America's future forward. The Democrats are playing a dangerous game with a war that we must win, and the Republicans will make sure that we do what has to be done to move America forward. Thank you.